Hey, don't run like that. You'll knock me down. Oh, you want the next thrilling installment? Well, it was no thrill at the time, believe me. Oh, and you'll get narration in this one, too. There was so much going on that Brian, Elle, yes, and other people as well, just had to keep you in the picture, or you'd get hopelessly lost. I don't think I'll stay for this. It's a bit hard to hear myself in this state. You'll see what I mean in a minute. We present Bert's Place.
Hi, it's Brian here. I know you're used to hearing Bert begin these stories, but if you were listening last time, you'll know why that isn't possible. I know a lot of you have been waiting patiently to know what's happening, so I'm going to take up the story from where we left off. Bert and Teely's magical extension to our flat is completely soundproof. This gives us all some very necessary privacy, but it also means when something disastrous happens, it takes a while for the news to sink in. The first intimation we had of the terrible thing which had happened was Teely's screaming for help. It didn't take us long to realise that something was very wrong, and we ran to what had been Bert's closet, where we found Bert writhing on the floor, his face swollen and contorted with pain, struggling to breathe. I've worked long enough with Bert to know spell work when I see it. I knew he had been hit by something serious, but trying to find out the facts was not proving easy. Oh, God!
What did you do to him, Teely?
We don't know Teely did this.
Of course she did, or she wouldn't be making that racket. Shut up, you! Shut up and tell us what you did to our lep.
I didn't do it. He did it to himself. God. He attacked himself. He said, shot a shirt lep. Never did. He's human. So he took it himself. And it wasn't harmless like Bobby said.
What?
You? Bert took something himself that she was going to use on us, Elle. Oh, never mind that now. Teely, how can we help him? Quick, tell us.
Oh, Bert.
Help us. Think quickly. He'll die.
I don't know. I've never seen this before. It's not supposed to be used by magical creatures or creatures of our size. He's taken a huge dose of whatever this is.
We have to do something.
Elle, I don't think there is anything.
His squad! Get down!
Getting down ain't gonna do you no good, Margot. You're in trouble right out to the tips of your ears. Better come quietly. Oh, you lot, get that leprechaun stabilised and take him to Medicenter W.
Wait! How will we be able to find out about him if you take him away? Will someone tell us when it's better? And there's his family, they ought to know. Alphard and Lily Bella. Oh, and his daughter, Cassidy Ann. You'll need to let...
That was the last Elle and I were to hear for about 3 weeks. You can imagine what we went through during that time, so I'll pass over them. Instead, I'll tell you what was happening to Bert in the meantime. We only heard about this later, of course. He was taken directly to the very same medicenter that Teely was in following her accident and placed in a medipit for emergency treatment. Teely had been arrested following her re-entry into Elfhold, but she was allowed to visit the medicenter under guard for an hour each day. It made little difference. Bert was barely conscious, and he couldn't speak and sometimes had recurring attacks of the kind we'd seen when he was first hit by the spell that had been meant for us. These were always distressing to watch, as well as being very painful and exhausting for Bert. Teely asked many times what the attacks meant, but it wasn't until her old friend and mentor Bilby arrived one afternoon that she finally got some answers.
scared.
Ah, they told me you'd be in here.
What's happening? Do you know? They only let me stay for an hour. There's no one here but Watts. They won't answer when I speak. No one's telling me anything. I'm going out of my mind.
Really?
Of course. Do you think I wanted this to happen? What's the matter with you? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, something about this doesn't feel right to me. For instance, why aren't you in the visitor's chair talking to him? He doesn't even know you're here.
If you really want to know, it's because I can't stand the sound of him struggling for every breath down there. And to know that it's happening because I was stupid enough to be taken in by Garvey's lies. I mean, what was I thinking? That he was taking the trouble to persuade me to do something that was actually going to be beneficial to Airfold?
And you should have remembered that anything you did to those humans, even the one you're consumed with jealousy for...
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are, my girl. Anything you did to them would have cost you your marriage.
I don't understand. He was going to move out. Take us back to his colony or somewhere else. What difference would it possibly have made to him? I never understand why he sets so much store on those iron humans. They don't even have magic.
Listen to me, idiot girl. That lep's worth 10 of you. 20. He stood by you after everything you've done to him. You just think about that for a minute. And while you're thinking about that, you remember the last thing he told you. After he shot himself with those Cyteria. Yes, I've seen the Risticator footage. Even after you tried to put a spell on him, after he'd taken that dose so you wouldn't be sent into the dark, he told you what you meant to him. Now he's known you less than 2 years. He's known the humans much longer. They're his whole life. And if he's ever going to be happy, they always will be. So, you have a choice. Either accept it and stop behaving like active uranium, or walk away.
The goat. Oh, holy stars.
Of course, the whole question might be purely academic.
What? What do you mean?
You asked for answers, and I was sent here to give you some, and to get something from you.
Tell me, what?
They've done all they can here. They're sending your lep home tomorrow.
But he's still...
I know, he's under heavy sedation at the moment. They've neutralized all the Cyteria they can without doing irreparable damage to his internal organs. But there are still a great many in his system, and they will multiply.
Oh, no!
When they do, the outlook isn't good. We can cleanse his system again, but each time we try, we'll get less and less out. You see, the Juve wasn't made to work on leprechauns, and it becomes progressively less and less effective.
Well, they let me out to look after him.
Not a hope. Your little exploit has put us in a very ticklish position, and we're keeping you strictly under wraps.
Just great. So, what do you need from me?
I need a map. I know how to get to the human's place. Been there before. But someone needs to talk to the Lep's family. Yeah, as far as I know, nobody's done that yet.
What? Alphal and Lily Bella will be going frantic. You'll find them here. And why do we need to get to the humans? I suppose you need to give them news.
No, we're sending the Lep back to them.
What? No, you can't do that. I should be the one to...
No arguments. The decision's made. The humans will look after your Lep. They'll keep him comfortable. At least until he needs our help again.
We saw Bilby later that day. After 5 years, you'd think we'd be used to magical creatures zapping in and out of the place by now, but it still makes us jump every time it happens. We were relieved to see him once we got over our surprise. He quickly filled us in, and we didn't hesitate to go along with Elfhold's plans for Bert, even though we had no idea at that moment exactly how ill he was.
It's a lot to ask, I know.
Not at all.
Bert's our lep. We have better facilities here than they'd have at the lep colony. Of course we'll take care of him.
You know where to reach me if you need to email. I'll leave a phone number too. You might need urgent help.
I'm sure we'll be okay. He's over the worst now, isn't he?
I wish I could say he was. The truth is, we just don't know.
I'm not following this. Let's try and get things clear. Bert took a dose of something that was meant for us.
Meant for me, actually.
Well, never mind that. What was it exactly?
Did you ever hear the saying, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you?
Oh, Bilby, this is no time to be flip.
Believe me, I don't do flip, and especially not now.
You're serious, aren't you?
Mostly. To be exact, I could guess what that stuff was, but it would only be a guess, and it would put you in very serious danger. You and the lep.
But if we don't know what he took, how am I supposed to know how to take care of him?
There I can help. Keep him very calm and very quiet. Don't talk about anything that could upset him or make him angry. You could set off an attack.
Is that what we saw when he was first hit?
Yes. The Cyteria can multiply very fast during one of those. So it's vital, absolutely vital, that he gets as few as possible and that they are stopped as soon as they happen. I'll leave you an injector and a supply of capsules.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, but I've had a thought. B, I don't think we should keep him here.
What?
The closet. It's full of Teely.
Oh, lead poison.
She's got a point. When it was just Bert's closet, it was okay, but it's all been extended now, and they planned and made it together. So what are you thinking, El?
Bilby, you know where Claire Glorious is, don't you? I'm going to telephone Mrs. Williams and see if it's free. It's early in the year, so there shouldn't be a problem. I think we should take him there.
Good idea. It's his happy place. If anything can do him good, Claire Glorious will.
Right. I'll have him sent to you there tomorrow afternoon. Now, I've got to go and talk to his mother. Lucky me.
Oh, Lord. Give her my best and tell her I'll call her later. Poor Lily Bella. She's going to be heartbroken. The rest of that day passed in a busy blur. I had a word with Mrs. Williams, and I'd guessed right. Claire Glorious was free, so we took the chance and grabbed it while we could. I thought Bert would soon be well enough to lie beside the beautiful indoor fountain that he loved so much, or even perhaps to be carried outside for a breath of air on the sea terrace. I had no idea how serious his condition really was. I'd meant to call Bert's mum, Lily Bella, but I knew she'd take a lot of reassuring, and that would take a lot of time, which I just didn't have at that moment. What with one thing and another, it was the following morning, and we were being driven up to Claire Glorious in the car before I got round to making the call.
Enough the family's up in arms, because our Bert's not coming home, if I haven't got enough to deal with.
I'm sorry, Lily Bella. Would you rather he came home to you?
What? With no room and Ling's in and out of here all hours of the day and hardly no food? I don't think so. Our Bert's better off where he is.
Well, we want to do the best thing, but I didn't realise I'd be making life difficult for you.
It don't matter. People have been talking about our Bert for years. The way he's swatted over them books. He's getting chose for Shana Sharing. His job. Him adopting that youngling. And then he married Teely. Oh, I can't understand. Why did she do it?
Oh, I don't know. I've tried to get my head around it too, but I honestly don't get it. And you know, it really doesn't matter now. All that matters is Bert.
You're right. So, where are you now? The elf said you weren't keeping our Bert at your place because of her.
We're on the way to a place where Bert has always been really happy. We took him there for holidays, and he's always loved it. It's a house called Claire Glorious. And Lily Bella?
Yeah?
Why don't you come too?
Me?
Yes. I'm going to be there on my own during the week. I could email Bilby, that's the elf you saw, and get him to send you a map. Come and help me to nurse Bert. He'd want you there.
Alfie? Alfie? Oh, there you are. Get my backpack, would you? Tell Mello she'll have to take care of Cassie for a bit. But I don't know how long. Oh, go round and tell everyone they'll have to look after their ownlings for a while. Well, don't just stand there gawking like an idiot. Get moving.
I'll take that as a yes, shall I?
Janny, go round to Corrie's and ask for anything that she has. Help she stay calm. Tell her it's for Uncle Bert. Kai, take over this bread like I showed you before. Wash your hands, you dirty boy. Rizza, go and tell your Uncle Toby that Dad's going to need help with the foraging. Well, I don't know where he is. Find him. Billy, get off the floor and fetch me boots. No, not those ones. Me best ones, silly. Do you think I'm going to let humans see me with holes in me boots? Star and moon. What do you think I am?
We had a busy time when we arrived at Claire Glorious. I could only stay a few hours before I had to leave and head back to be ready for work the next day. But I was able to see Elle and Bites, who we'd brought down in the car with us, safely settled in. I was about to leave when the sound of zapping told me we had company. Not very friendly company, either. And that's everything. Oh, you did remember Bite's toys, didn't you? You know what'll happen if he can't find his cuddly dog.
Don't worry. I packed all his stuff and Bite's brought Wubba with him in the car. We can do without...
What?
We bought your package, ma'am. Where do you want? Oh, what's this thing? You want me to blast it?
No, thank you.
No, don't you dare.
Okay, people, let's stay focused here. We need to get this package delivered. Sir, ma'am, where do you want this thing?
Bert is not a package.
Calm down, let's just get this done. Can you take him to the last room on the left, down the hall, the one with the blue doorknob?
Okay, let's move it out.
Bites, come here, stay out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of here. I might still blast it. And there you go, all yours. What's left of them?
What do you mean? Oh, B, what did he mean?
It doesn't matter. Come on, we've got to pull it together. Lily Bella's going to be here any second. We can't be upset or she'll pick up on it. Let's get him comfortable. Here, I'll lift him up while you open the bed. Shh, it's okay.
Here, lay him down.
Brian? Elle?
Yes, sweetie. We're right here.
Home? No, not there. Ring, ring. Said we needed peace. Kept going on and on. Every time I did some work, it got worse. Said, why couldn't she have me to herself? Nasty remarks, sneers. Glass egg got broken. Was going to use that gun on Elle.
It's all right. You're at Claire Glorious. You're not in your closet.
Closet? Lovely, comfy closet. Wish I had my old closet. But no. Well...
We've got to calm him down.
Don't think about that anymore, sweetie. You've got to stay calm.
Elves have magic fingers.
Yes, we know. Just relax, take deep breaths, and try to go to sleep again.
A spell. Tried to put a spell on me.
She did what?
Quiet, you'll push him over the edge.
Hush, my sweetheart, my baby, hush, sweetheart. Everything's okay. Everything's okay.
Everything's not okay.
Oh, no. Oh, my sweetie. Bee, hold him so he doesn't hurt himself. I'll go and get what Bilby left us.
No bites. No, get off. Bites, keep doing that. Look, Bert, your best friend. We brought him to be with you.
Bites.
I've got it. If you hold his pyjama sleeve up, Bilby showed me where...
Huh?
It's okay, we won't need the injection this minute, Hell. Keep it handy, though, just in case. But Bites has done him more good than elf medicine could ever do. And if I were you, I'd keep him as close to Bert as possible. I've a feeling he'll prove useful.
In the days that followed, I took Brian's advice. Actually, I had no say in the matter. Once Bites understood how sick Bert was, he didn't leave his room for more than a few minutes each day. Brian had lent me a laptop so that I could feed him, as my phone wouldn't have done the job. So Bites would just emerge long enough to grab a quick feed and a breath of air on the sea terrace, and then he was back on watch again, and very useful it was to have an extra person who could keep watch during the seemingly endless hours. Lily Bella and I tried to take it in turns to nurse Bert, but Lily, as I came to call her, had never been in a place like Claire Glorious before, and never been in close contact with a human. She was easily confused, and even more easily upset. In truth, we were both struggling to hold it together as we watched someone we dearly loved fading before our eyes. The nights were the worst. Bert didn't seem to be able to sleep without nightmares, which would bring on attacks. What we'd have done without Bites then, I really don't know. If we both needed to take a minute for some reason, he'd stand watchdog for us and let us know if things were getting out of hand. That's what happened the night when things really went from bad to worse.
Oof. Oh, this heat! Thick curtains and huge grey quilts fit to squash your flesh. Big metal things that scorch your ends and when you try and give them a bit of warm. And you can't find a morsel of food because it's all in a metal box to keep it cold. Oh, Babsy's right. Humans is stupid.
Sorry if you're too hot, Lily.
Oh, stars!
Is Bert okay?
Yeah, just got him to sleep. The purple thing's watching him.
He has a name, I told you. Oh, never mind. Can I help you with anything? Are you hungry? There's the salad and some of that yellow cheese you like. And I got Mrs. Williams to buy some peanuts in the shell. I could roast some for you.
Don't worry yourself. I'll have something later. Anyway, you're one to talk. When did you last have anything except that cup of horrible tea you drink?
I can't eat. My stomach's all in a knot.
You getting all ill ain't gonna help our Bert, is it?
That's just it. I can't help him. And before this, you know, if he had a problem, he'd come to me, tell me what it was, we'd talk it through, find a way forward somehow. Or if there wasn't one, I could still be there for him. Now he's just not with it. His eyes just slide past my face, so he doesn't even know me. Every time he speaks, it's just to remember all those awful things that elf did to him. Oh, I'd tear live if I had it here now.
There. You'll start me off, and if I start, I won't stop. There. Come on.
I'm sorry.
You don't have nothing to be sorry for, girl. What do you think I'd do if I got my hands on her? That's my baby boy in there. I watched him take his first breath. Just beautiful he was. I watched him grow up and a nicer, brighter, friendlier thing I never knew. Most of them, well, you couldn't ask him to do nothing around the cube. But Harper, you could trust him with anything.
You must have missed him when you went away.
Oh. Felt like someone tore off me heart out. But you can never show it. Mums don't never have favourites.
And then not to see him in over 20 years. And when we finally do get him back, this has to happen.
Oh, Lily.
Now, come on. We don't have time for tears, girl. I'll tell you what. Get the salad out of the metal box and we'll both have some. Yeah, you too. No arguments. I'll go. That's the purple thing. Oh, stars!
I've got to get more sedative capsules. That's what I came out here for. We've run out. I won't be a second.
Well, hurry up. It's a bad one. I've never seen him like this. Oh, stars. What are we going to do?
Shut that noise up and help me. Get the injection ready. Bites, you need to get out of the way.
Already? Shall I do it?
Yes, go for it.
There, son. You'll be as good as Violet Rowling in a minute. It ain't working. Now what?
I don't know. It's always worked before. Try another dose, I suppose. We've got to get him calmed down. All the time he's like this, those things inside of him are multiplying, making him worse.
Oh, moon above! I mean, need to open the window.
It's a freezing cold night. What do you want about? Do you want to catch pneumonia?
No, Finn. He's burning up. It's his face. Look. It's bright red.
The injection. Quick. Get off the bed, you stupid little monster. We need to get down, Bites, or you might get hurt. Come on, Bites. Wasn't it?
Oh, Bert, don't want your nasty barker, Bite. Get away!
Not Bites' cuddly dog.
Look at that. He tore its head clean off. Oh, Bert, don't do things like that.
This is bad. All right, Bites, it's all right. Come here. Lily, try another dose. I'm only risking one more. Try and get him under control. I'm going to call Bilby.
It's the middle of the night.
I don't care. Here's luck got us into this mess. Well, they can darn well get us out.
I wasn't very happy to be woken at stupid o'clock to be told that the leprechaun's condition had severely deteriorated, especially as I had no idea what I was going to do about it. Of course, I had him whisked straight back into a media centre for a week to get another batch of Cyteria out of his system, but that was only postponing the inevitable. I knew that the day would come when we wouldn't be able to flush any more of them out. What had really disturbed me was the account of the leprechaun's uncharacteristically aggressive behaviour, and most sinister of all, of his face turning bright red during his last attack. I knew this was about more than just the life of one leprechaun, important as that was to the people around him. Thinking about what might happen if he died, well, quite frankly, it made me turn cold all over. We had to find a permanent way of solving this problem. After a long series of memos and calls from the powers that be, it was clear that some kind of plan was being thrashed out. Then I got orders to go and talk to the absolute last elf that I wanted to see again. It cost me a lot to stroll into Denzi's Bar and Grill the next day. After all, the last time I'd been there, I'd gotten a pretty cold reception. Sure enough, the elf that I was looking for was there, leaning against the bar. Leaning rather hard against the bar. Now I came to look at him. With a long line of empty shot glasses in front of him. What was going on?
Oh, just the very person I did not want to see. What's this, come to gloat?
No, why should I do that?
Oh, like you didn't know. Hey, girly girl, stop making eyes at the customers and give me another shot.
Haven't you had enough? What?
No, I have not had enough. What? face, the self-spying. Don't give me that look. After all, it was you that got me in this mess. You, that lousy cupcake you're so crazy about.
You leave Teely out of this, or so help me out!
Ooh, touched the nerve, did I? Good. Should have never listened to you. Should have left things like they were. I was headed for great things. White 12's office, maybe. He would have made me his right-hand elf.
Oh, please!
No, I had it all planned out. Probably would have ended up myself as White 12 someday. And then you. Hey, I'll take another. What was I saying? Oh yeah, you had to go and mess everything up.
Look, perhaps this isn't the time, eh? What? I'll call your office.
But you won't find anyone at what used to be my office. I've been suspended.
Huh?
Recalcified. Wait, that doesn't sound right.
I understand, but why?
Because they say I've caused an interspecies crisis. Just because those leaf crunchers are getting a bit mad about that idiot popping himself with a dose that wasn't even meant for him. Hardly our fault, was it?
Of course it was our fault. I told you you'd never get away with it. It turns out you didn't even have white clearance to issue Teely with that capsule.
No fuss if it would have worked.
Ah, but it didn't. And now, White 12's having to answer some very tricky questions. Like, exactly what were those little fellas going to do to the human? And what does a clerk from the Bureau of Human Studies have to do with sidereal technology?
Oh, uranium.
White 12's going to want some answers. And he's going to want them soon.
Oh, gee, you're making me feel so much better. Just because I took away your operation and beat you at impact. Anyway, there's one good thing. If I'm smelted 7 ways to downtown, at least I have the satisfaction of knowing the cupcake is smelted worse.
Yeah, what? What's that about, Teely?
Yep. Sorry to have to break it to you like this, but from what I hear, they're gonna lock her up way down in the deeps and make the key into bobby pins.
You.
Nothing to do with me. Anyway, she'll have a chance to explain herself. For all the good it'll do. I hear they're taking her up to see the whites tomorrow. Then she'll get to say her piece and it'll be the last anyone hears of her. Oh, too bad.
You impertinent, ignorant, insolent, dirty, detestable!
Pathetic, Bilby. 1 out of 10. If you can't think of any insults better than that, you might as well just take off. Why don't you just make like a tree and leave? I have some serious drinking to do here.
Well, I haven't any more time to waste on you. But before I leave you to pickle what's left of the few brains you have, I'll give you a couple of things.
What are you talking about?
Here's the first. You'd better start sobering up. The whites want you. Top level meeting, 2100 hours. Details and agenda in there.
Ball bearings, is that it? Well, come on, I gotta get out of here.
No, there's something else.
What, for iron's sake?
This.
Oh, that poisonous thinking broke my jaw. What is the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. I always believe in paying my debts. Old boy. And I think of something good to tell White 12. Or I have a feeling they'll be putting you in the next cell to Teely in the deeps.
What?
Only they'll be making your key into iron filings. I suppose hitting an elf when he was 3 parts piddled was a bit infantile. I have to admit, though, seeing him nursing his handsome face like that made up for a lot. Anyway, he was there, bruise and all, more or less sober, at the meeting which took place in White 12's office. I can't remember which one of the white flunkies came up with the idea, but I do know that it was I who insisted that if it had any chance of working, Teely would need to implement it. Of course, no one wanted to trust her with anything ever again. But bearing in mind what Garvey said, I was adamant. And in the end,
because I know no longer than anyone else they listen to me. I wanted to explain the plan to her myself. I knew that after days in the deeps, she'd be terrified to suddenly be dragged in front of whites. But they just weren't having it. Teely would get her orders from the very top.
How much farther? Look, I've been locked up for weeks. I've hardly eaten. I'm totally exhausted. If you won't tell me anything, can't you at least slow down?
Keep moving, 23716. We're almost there.
Almost where?
Can't tell you that. Halt! Through that door.
Oh, well. Here goes nothing. Okay. Hello? Is anyone going to explain anything?
A birdie. See that, her mulligan?
All right. Get me out of here.
Oh, apologies, old chap. Sorry. 23716. There you are. We've been waiting for you. Won't you come and join us?
Us? Oh, very well. Look, I'm sorry, but I don't understand. Why have I been...
Come on, the second's up this way.
Second what?
There aren't many places you can find the full 18 holes in Elfhold. But this white thingamajigger I have to wear on my arm does have its perks. Doesn't it, O'Mulligan?
Look, I'm sorry, but I'm not following all this. Oh, God. The white dodecahedron. You're white 12?
For my sins. Now, O'Mulligan, don't be impatient. Just wait while I tee off.
Hurry up, cancer. Now, what's over the rough now?
Sir, that ball, it's...
A little hush here, please. Have to concentrate on my swing. Now then. Iron filings. Where did he go? Did you see?
No, I'm
up here, you club-happy digger. Under the bushes. So didn't I tell you somewhere in the rough?
Oh, dear. Go and fetch him for me, will you, 23716? Maybe I'll try that shot again.
What? You can't do that. Isn't it cheating?
Nonsense. That's the thing about presidents. They never cheat. You know that if you're a bit more sensible. But then, if you'd been more sensible, you wouldn't be here. Now, run and extricate poor O'Mulligan. There's a good girl.
Ball bearings! Dead poison! Oh, bronze and mercury! Oh, this is what my life's come down to. Oh, fishing talking golf balls out of bushes from mad presidents who don't even know how to play properly. Ah, where is it? Ah, here it is. Oh, and you can stop looking at me like that. It's not my fault that you've got such an ugly face. Ow! It bit me!
Oh, dear. I've learned never to insult O'Mulligan. He really doesn't take to it. He's a mischievous little fellow, but there's no real harm in him. Yes, that'll do, O'Mulligan. Keep your teeth to yourself. Do you know, I think we'll walk up to the third where, there aren't so many bushes.
What?
Yes, and while we're walking, we can discuss this bit of a problem you've caused us. It's rather tricky.
What is?
Well, you see, we've always had a strict policy of non-involvement with the other Seelie races. After all, there's nothing in it for us. They don't have anything we want, and we don't have anything they can afford. It's really best we keep out of each other's way, don't you see?
Yes, I see.
And then this leprechaun goes and jams his head into something that's absolutely none of his business, causes all kinds of a meltdown, don't you know? Suddenly, we've got strongly worded protests, nasty insinuations being made, demands for meetings with representatives of the leading leprechaun families in Ireland, of all places.
There's nothing wrong with Ireland!
Shut up, O'Mulligan. Thing is, we've managed to keep a lid on it for now, but when that leprechaun dies...
Dies? When? When Bert dies? He's really going to die? I thought the treatment was helping him.
Oh, really? Girl, they told me you had brains. Of course he's going to die. We've just postponed the inevitable to give ourselves time.
What for? According to you, the other Seelie races are completely inferior anyway, so go ahead and kill one of them. What do you care?
Stupid girl. I knew this was a bad idea.
John is a blazer again. And go on, let me...
Shut up, O'Mulligan. Calm. A ruler must be calm. There. You see? Never fails. Now listen. On his own, that leprechaun's life isn't worth a lead ingot. But if he dies, the leading leprechaun families will probably stir the whole crew of them up. They could even involve the other Seelie races, and then these could get very nasty indeed.
We do not need a bunch of grubby gnomes and leprechaun leaf crunchers, never mind the pixies who are too clever by half, storming down here and trying to find out things about us.
So, what?
Oh, for iron's sake. Did you leave your brains behind in the deeps or what? So, the leprechaun has to stay alive. This whole incident has to go away, be completely forgotten. It has to be as if it never happened.
And don't tell me. You've thought of some amazing spell that'll make this whole thing just unhappen. Please.
Actually, you're quite right. What do you know about do-over?
Would you look at that now? Just come over all square.
I can see that.
What do we do, boss? Shall I breathe her again? Or I could shoo in her ear.
Oh, Mulligan.
Or help the desk. Or I could bounce up and down her head. Or I could bounce real hard. Sure enough, that'll wake her up. Now, come on, boss. Now, let's not do it and rest now.
Here, O'Mulligan, why don't you take a nice swim?
Ah, no, you fool! Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, now I remember. Oh, you said do over. You're out of your club, happy mind.
Ah, then you have heard of it.
Of course. I've heard that the do-over spell, if correctly used, could alter the space-time continuum. It can turn it back to a desired point. I've also heard it's never used because the consequences if it goes wrong can be disastrous.
You've heard more or less correctly. When you leave here, you're going to training, advanced division. You'll learn more there, and you'll be shown how to actually perform do-over.
Tell me this is a mistake, or a bad dream or something.
This is nothing of the kind. This is actually a lot of things, 23716. A chance for you to get your smelted life back on track for one. A chance of not spending the next 500 years locked in the deeps, and the only chance of saving that leprechaun you're supposed to care so much about. So I wouldn't mess this up if I were you.
When I finally got away from that awful golf course, I was in a complete daze. My unfriendly guard had a floater waiting. I was taken up to training and locked in a small white room which, though a long way from what I was used to, was a lot better than where I'd been for the past few weeks. I had a shower. What a relief! Some decent food, more relief, and a sleep, uninterrupted by loud yells or bright lights in my eyes. The biggest relief of all. The next day, I was given a tutor who began instructing me in the mysteries of the do-over charm. I'm not allowed to talk about that. It's white-hot, and anyway, you wouldn't understand. Every day for a week, I worked a 14-hour day until I knew everything I could know about performing do-over. In theory, of course. This didn't mean I could perform it in practice. We wouldn't know that until I actually tried. At last, one Thursday afternoon, my tutor disappeared, and a note flashed up on my screen telling me to prepare for my final briefing. My heart was in my mouth, I don't mind telling you, as I waited to see who was coming to brief me. What would I have to do? And what would come after that? Even supposing I managed to perform the spell correctly, could my life really go on with Bart as if nothing had happened?
Ah, there you are, little ingot!
Bilby!
Enough! I've probably been once, so let's keep it professional. All ready for you off?
As I'll ever be.
That's the spirit. Well, since it, let's get this over. Now, first, the humans took your lep to that big house he liked so much.
Club Glorious? Yes, they would.
No, none of that, my girl.
None of what? I'm not going to pretend anymore. As soon as Bart's well enough, we'll do what he said. We'll tell the humans to whistle, move out to the country. I don't care how we have to live, as long as we can be by ourselves. I'm not sharing Bart with them anymore. I'm not!
Oh, yes, you are. That is unless you want to go back to the deeps.
What?
Listen, Teely. You know that when do-over is performed, you have to make a bubble. If it's done correctly, everyone inside the bubble goes back the desired number of days. The more days you have to turn back, the harder it is to get this thing right. You've got to go back nearly 6 weeks.
I know that, but my tutor's confident I can do it.
So is White 12, or he wouldn't be sanctioning this at all. The point is, when a do-over bottle is turned back that far, there can be side effects for the people inside. Ideally, they lose all memory of what happened before the spell, but sometimes they get flashbacks, you know, like deja vu.
Oh, no. So, but might remember?
He might. They all might. If they have enough flashbacks, they might make connections. Memory is a strange thing, and sometimes it's beyond magic to control. They might remember everything, and that means those humans can't ever be left alone, or they might start asking some very awkward questions.
But why does it have to be us? Why can't someone else?
Don't be stupid. You're right there. Or you will be.
No!
I have strict orders from White 12 that you and the Lep are to stay with the humans. You are not to move to a colony, Teely. You are not to behave badly to the humans. You are not to do anything which might cause the Lep to lose his job. Am I making myself clear?
Abundantly.
Good. Now, you're to go to Claire Glorious. Get yourself inside somehow. No one will want to see you. Try and keep things calm. You wouldn't be able to work a sleep spell if that Lep has an attack.
I understand.
Once you've got them all to sleep, you know what you have to do.
Oh, yes. Flutter my fingers, sing Abracadabra, and just alter the whole of the space-time continuum.
This is not a joke! If you, by some miracle, get it right, the bubble will disappear. The Lep's mother will go back to her colony, and the Lep and the humans to their place.
Well, what about me? Won't I be in the bubble?
Don't tell me no one's told you. Of course you won't be in the bubble. You'll have 1 minute to get yourself back to the humans' place before they do. And get yourself exactly where you are before this whole mess started. Then, you have to stop it from happening again.
What if I can't? What if something goes wrong?
Don't ask those questions, Tilly McGall. Don't even think it. You just make sure something doesn't go wrong, or I think it's better if we don't go there.
When Bilby had gone, I was bought food. Also, makeup, jewelry, and a set of clothes, exactly like those I'd been wearing on that fateful Thursday evening. As I got ready to leave, I thought things over. Just getting the spell right wasn't going to be the end of it. The bubble would burst just as Bert found the gun full of Cyteria, and I would have to find a way of stopping him from injecting them into himself. But that wasn't all. On that Thursday, which now seemed an eon ago, Bert had been at loggerheads with Brian and Elle over his working hours, a situation I'd been working hard over Christmas to achieve. Oh, I know you're thinking what a terrible person I am, but put yourself in my place. Would you like to live in a flat with a new husband who runs off at the beck and call of someone else and have an intercom ring, ring, ringing all day and night? Well, that might be a slight exaggeration, but I say it was getting on my nerves. I mean, a girl likes to be comfortable, but not at any price. Anyway, I've always been able to wind Bert around my little finger, so I started to make him feel discontented. It's not hard when you have as much magic as I do. He's terribly suggestible. Now, all that had gone for scrap, and I was going to have to try and pull him the other way. Could I do it, I wondered, without him suspecting? And, more importantly, did I want to? As I put the final touches to my face, I decided that, yes, I actually did. Bert is everything good I have in the world. And, I thought, if keeping him meant I had to share him with... Well, I'd just have to become a better actor than I already was. And acting's always come naturally to me. It was getting dark as I zapped into the grounds of that overblown place that Bert likes so much. I thought I'd just scout out the lie of the land first. So I hovered over to a lighted window and took a peep inside to see what was going on.
If you ever should go away, if the sun should desert the day, What would life be? Will I leave you never to see?
I'm back. You been okay? I said I'd only be a few...
Are you out of your mind?
Mella said she was getting impossible. Couldn't cope with her, she said. Then I suddenly realised. The imprint. She ain't seen our Bert for weeks. Nor he hasn't her.
But what if he suddenly wakes up and has an attack?
Then I'll zap straight out of here. Come on. It might help him.
Okay, watch it. He's waking up.
Now, look who I brought to see you.
Cassie, you've got so big. Here, let me hold her.
No, son, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Please. It's the last time.
Oh, don't say things like that, Bert.
Come on, Elle. Let's not pretend. Mum, once it's over, she'll be okay. The imprint will break, won't it?
You'll be all right. You know we'll take care of her.
Thanks. Elle... Make sure Pites gets a new cuddly dog to replace the one I broke, won't you?
Oh, sweetie.
I want him to have something really good. I'm so glad he came out of Brian's computer that day. He's been just the best.
Lilibella, pick Cassie up now and go and sit down.
You slug! You rotten little slug! How dare you show your ugly face in here?
You shouldn't be surprised. She's capable of anything. But, hush, Lily, you'll set up an attack. Look, do what she says. Take the baby.
I won't have an attack. Hello, Ziahana.
See, he wants to see me. So shut up, Elle, and get out of my way.
Hello, Zia. How are you feeling?
Never mind that. Remember what I told you, Ziahana. It's still true.
Oh, but...
I'm glad you came. I wanted to see you. Now? Well, now, I hope it's just over quickly.
It's all right, darling. You must be terribly tired, I know. In fact, you're all tired. You're very tired. Eyes are closing. All you want to do is go to sleep.
Right. So far, so good. Now, what next? Deep breaths. Center. Focus. Right. Here we go.
That's not the first nasty remark I've heard you make either.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just difficult, you know.
Are you going to find it easier in a Lep Connolly in a cube with a curtain instead of a door and the family popping in and out whenever they feel like it?
They wouldn't do that.
They will, Teely. It's the Lep way.
For God's sake! Do we have to go and live on the moon before we can get 5 minutes alone without...
I'm sorry to disturb you,
Bert, Teely, can you please come in at 8 o'clock? We need to have a meeting. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help.
I don't think we're going to have a choice of where to live. I think they're going to kick us out.
I wouldn't blame them. Here, honey, let me help you pick up your things.
Thanks. Look, Zaya, maybe we better think about this before we do anything rash.
No, my mind's made up. I'm going to tell Brian at the meeting tonight.
But, darling, we haven't given it enough time. And I'm sure now that Brian and Aaron know about the problem, they can try and... But, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, honey. I was just wondering why you're carrying this tiny little gun.
You've been listening to Bert's Place, featuring Brian Hartchen as Bert and Lulu Keel as Teely, with Michelle Livingston as Lily Bella, James Richards as White 12, Jack Scrimshaw as Bilby, O'Mulligan and Guards, and Rob Dezonia as Garvey. The music was composed by Andre Louis. Bert's Place is written by Lulu Keel and produced by Brian Hartchen. For background material, archives, and original artwork, please visit www.bertsplace.co.uk.